Billed as a fair elections telephone town hall with Governor Cuomo, the call provided a vehicle for the state's top executive to argue his case for a campaign finance model that mirrors one in place in New York City.
I believe the state should have a public finance system akin to New York City's public finance system. They estimate the cost would be about $30 million in a $140 billion budget. We can find the $30 million for quality service. I also have a very aggressive disclosure plan where all contributions should be disclosed in 48 hours, period. We have the technology. We have the website.
Cuomo's plan places stricter limits on what candidates may raise and spend while backing up more campaigns via matching public funds. He envisions what he calls almost real-time internet tracking of contributions for candidates, political committees, and lobbying committees. The governor concedes the state can't overrule federal law, but he says it can mandate aggressive disclosure and regulate when an entity is actually electioneering, triggering the disclosure rule.
I've worked on this for many, many years. We're trying to get it passed this year in the legislative session, and I use the term cautiously optimistic on its passage. I don't know exactly what that means, cautiously optimistic, but it's a safe thing to basically say because you never really know what's going to happen with the legislature.
In theory, fair elections levels the playing field. But what about those PACs and super PACs that drown favored candidates in cash? NYPERG's Bill Mahoney weighs in.
It's always going to be difficult to regulate these, especially given current Supreme Court decisions. But that being said, in New York State right now, these donors can give directly to political parties, which can then give the money to candidates. So there, it's difficult to say they're even the worst problem. And there's a lot that can be done to make the system better. And even in regards to super PACs, we really don't have any disclosure at the state level right now. So anything that could be done to actually know who's behind the various ads that we're seeing and how much they're spending, that will make the system better and it'll make citizens better educated about who's really behind all this dark money.
Governor Cuomo himself, a master political fundraiser, stresses his belief in the essence and capacity of government.
There are two factors that must be proven for the people of this state or this country to really trust government. First, you have to prove that the government works, and we've been spending a lot of time on that. And second, the government has to work for them. It has to be for them. And why this campaign finance system is so corrosive is they know it's not their money that's influencing the system. It's some corporation, it's some independent entity, it's some really rich person who can afford those kinds of limits, but it's not them. I want them to know government is on their side. You put competence together with trust in government, and then the sky's the limit. We can do really, really great things.
Once budget negotiations are complete, campaign finance reform is expected to be the number one topic among lawmakers in Albany. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.